For instance, happenstance, a.k.a. the beating of a butterfly's wings, a French-language film by one Laurent Furaud, meant to encourage people to focus on small things that can change the course of their lives. Hey, since a small event, a petal falling on the ground and getting your attention, can lead to your choosing one person over another as a mate for life, you should focus on these very small details. Neither the filmmaker nor the critics realized that they were dealing with the backward process. There are trillions of such small things in the course of a simple day, and examining all of them lies outside of our reach. Once again, incomplete information. Take a personal computer. You can use a spreadsheet program to generate a random sequence, a succession of points we call a history. How? The computer program responds to a very complicated equation of a nonlinear nature that produces numbers that seem random. The equation is very simple. If you know it, you can predict the sequence. It's almost impossible, however, for a human being to reverse engineer the equation and predict further sequences. I'm talking about a simple one-line computer program called the tent map, generating a handful of data points, not about the billions of simultaneous events that constitute the real history of the world. In other words, even if history were a non-random series generated by some equation of the world, as long as reverse engineering such an equation doesn't seem within human possibility, it should be deemed random and not bear the name deterministic chaos. Historians should stay away from chaos theory and the difficulties of reverse engineering except to discuss general properties of the world and learn the limits of what they can't know. This brings me to a greater problem with the historian's craft. I'll state the fundamental problem of practice as follows. While in theory, randomness is an intrinsic property, in practice, randomness is incomplete information, what I called opacity in Chapter 1. Non-practitioners of randomness don't understand the subtlety. Often in conferences when they hear me talk about uncertainty and randomness, philosophers and sometimes mathematicians bug me about the least relevant point, namely whether the randomness I address is true randomness or deterministic chaos that masquerades as randomness. A true random system is in fact random and doesn't have predictable properties. A chaotic system has entirely predictable properties, but they're hard to know. So my answer to them is dual. A. There is no functional difference in practice between the two, since we'll never get to make the distinction. The difference is mathematical, not practical. If I see a pregnant woman, the sex of her child is a purely random matter to me, a 50% chance for either sex, but not to her doctor, who might have done an ultrasound. In practice, randomness is fundamentally incomplete information. B. The mere fact that a person is talking about the difference implies that he's never made a meaningful decision under uncertainty, which is why he doesn't realize that they're indistinguishable in practice. Randomness in the end is just unknowledge. The world is opaque and appearances foolish.